and gentlemen. Let's go.
Lifestyle, wellness, and a damn good time.
Level up, level up, level up, level up. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go!
Hit it! I mean, do you say the shit with bananas?
Listening to the Holistic Life Podcast, presented by Say What Radio.
Welcome back to the Holistic Life Show with... I'm Jay. I was going to say I'm Jenny. I'm Jay.
And he's totally switching up. I'm Jenny. I almost said I'm Jay.
See? Look at that. Look at that. Couple of changes, man, since you guys last heard us. This show is... We're actually getting structured. Wow. Growth and everything. This show is for entrepreneurs and business owners. We're here to help you guys live a life you love and don't have to vacation from. I probably said that wrong, but you know, you get the gist, right? So a lot of things that's been happening, a lot of changes that you guys are going to hear with the show that we're super excited for. And hope you guys are excited for as well. But before we get into all that craziness and madness, let's catch you up on where we've been, what we've been doing, and all that cool stuff. Yeah.
Well, we definitely have still been on the road, nomading around.
That's interesting within itself.
Yeah, we've been in lots of different states. We've been here, there, and everywhere. We're currently in Northern Idaho, and believe it or not, these Floridians decided to say yes to being in Northern Idaho in winter. Kind of crazy, I think. Got snow outside on the mountains, can see the mountains right now, a little bit different of a feel. We have been really just going deep inside ourselves, our own personal transformations, our business transformation, a podcast transformation. We've also finished... What, three certifications?
We've been working, man. We've been doing a lot, and it's been a lot. It's definitely been a lot. It's been a lot of not only soul searching, but actually trying to clearly bring across what 2J Holla wants to do as a business, you know, and what Jenny and Jay want to do, not only as a couple, but you know, as partners in the business. So we've been doing a lot of work, a lot of certifications, a lot of going back to the drawing board, and really mapping out stuff and trying to simplify it. I guess that would be the easiest way to say it. Trying to simplify, cutting the fat, and making things as simple as we can.
And I know some of you are out there thinking like, well, what the heck are the certifications? So we finished a nutrition certification. We finished a meditation certification. And we also finished Holla Body certification that is through Mind Valley and EverCoach. All right, so let's get into this season. We have named this season F the Algorithm. And this is the perfect time to really transition into telling you a bit about F the Algorithm. But before we do that, here's what we're going to do in this episode. We're going to let you know what F the Algorithm actually means and maybe even share a little bit about how it came to life and how it was born. We're also going to share why it's so important. And we're also going to share how you can write your own code.
You're definitely getting that Say What Radio newsletter. You probably saw the big announcement of like the F the Algorithm merch being sold now in the store. And this is like a really, really big deal, because it's not just... I'm pretty sure if you're a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, you hear people talk about, you know, the algorithm. You got to do what the algorithm says. It's not kind of controlling, you know.
Well, it can be sometimes, though. I mean, the whole algorithm on social media can be very,
definitely very, very controlling. Very, very controlling. But yeah, you know, it's like, you know, if you want to be successful, you have to do these things, right? And, you know, if you're not doing these things, you won't be successful. So it's like the algorithm is like the end all be all, right? And as entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying, as small business owners, we've invested a lot, not only financially, but emotionally into this brand, you know, as I'm sure a lot of you have. You've hired the business coaches, you know, you've taken the classes on the 10 best strategies that will get you a million followers and followers and six figures, you know, in the next 3 months. And what we found out is, although those strategies might be good, they might be great for some people, you got to find what works for you. You know, you got to take the best from those things and tweak it to what works for your business. And sometimes that's like looking at the strategy and asking yourself, not only do I want to do this for my business, but is this going to fit into my quality of life and my lifestyle? So we were sitting talking, and it's just like the algorithm, this, the algorithm, that, you know, and the crazy thing about the algorithm is it always changes. You know, so what the algorithm says on Wednesday could say something totally different next Thursday. And I think it just got to the point where I was just like, yo, fuck the algorithm, you know, and it sparked not only in the social media aspect, but if you think about it, you know, if your life, how many of you was raised or brought up or taught a certain way, like you have to do this to get that. You know, if you take it into like certain qualities of life, you know, if you want to get in shape, you have to do this to get that, you know, you have to deprive yourself of all the things that you enjoy to get this. You know, if you want to be a successful business owner, you need to work nights, weekends, lunch breaks until you're successful. And it's like, you're doing this because someone else says this is going to make you successful, but yet you're being deflated in another area of your life. You know, you're chasing this carrot, if you will. You're chasing this carrot, and your social life is being sacrificed. You know what I'm saying? Your mental state, your mental health is being tanked, you know, all for the sake of being successful. And it came to the point, I was just like, yo, fuck it. Yo, like, we're going to do us, whatever that means. We're going to do us, and we're going to shape this business in a way that reflects us. If we don't want to be on social 24/7, we're not going to be on social, because we're going to do things in a way that connect to you, the listener. And that's how we're going to organically create our tribe. So although, yes, I do understand that the algorithm is important depending on your business, so I'm not saying throw it out the window. It does have its place. But as far as like doing things your way, man, F the algorithm. Make sure you get a hoodie and t-shirt too.
Well, and I think one of the things that this reminds me of is someone I follow talks about leaning into your edge. And really, this is the thing. It's like, if... It isn't just social media, it's life.
Right.
You know, it's like the rules of life. All these rules that we're supposed to do. All, you know, you're supposed to be married by 30 and kids by, or actually married by 25, kids by 30, you know, whatever, like all these things. And you got to have this kind of a job and this kind of a house. And even so, like, even think about relationships with family and expectations from family and different cultural expectations and all of that.
Right.
This is where you're leaning into all the edges of all that, because there's something inside of you that craves more. There's something inside of you that knows there's more out there for you. And you're so sick of following the rules and what's expected from you by all those around you. And you're like, you know what? Fuck this. I want to write my own code.
Right.
And we'll get into that a little bit about writing your own code, because that was the third point we were going to touch on. But that's really what it is. It's like you crave something more and you want something different.
Yeah, we got notes. We got notes. So Jenny's keeping me on task.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, it's such a powerful thing just wearing it on your shirt.
Right.
You know, it stands for something, and it's a conversation starter. I mean, what a great way, especially if you're a business focused entrepreneur, you're wearing the F the algorithm shirt.
Right.
And someone comes up and goes, whoa, what's this? And you go, well, here's what it is and here's what it means to me. Mm-hmm. And then you transition that shit right into your business.
Exactly.
And you go, you know what? And here's how we F the algorithm in our own business.
Right.
Here's exactly what we do and how we do it differently and how we impact people like you.
Boom.
Bam. Like,
bing bong.
How often can you buy a shirt or t-shirt or whatever that sparks a conversation that turns into business?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right. And it's just, it's actually tapping into your true self. You know what I'm saying? Not what everyone else says your business should or shouldn't be, because your brand is so much more than an image, a color scheme, or whatever. Your brand is a reflection of you, or more than that. Your brand is more than that. Your brand is an example. You know what I'm saying? It's an example to your consumers and your clientele of who they are and how you can help them get there.
So let's talk a little bit about that second point and why F the algorithm is so important and how it can help, you know, heal.
I think it's important because, like I said, like, you know, we've been conditioned to think, feel, believe that success should look and feel a certain way. You know, you should have X amount of dollars in your bank account. You know, you should be wearing these type of clothes. You should insert whatever here, you know, but and like Jenny touched on briefly, if you talk about like cultural upbringings and things of that nature, how much of that is learned and integrated into you, but it really isn't you, you know, who are you appeasing? If anybody, like your business, why did you create your business? Who are you trying to mold your business after? Is it really you? Did you really sit down and say, this is going to be the aim of my business?
Like, it's a conscious choice.
Yes.
I'm going to take it a little different direction because here it is, you know, with holidays, right? We're recording this during the holiday season, of course, but this is timeless information. It doesn't matter what time of year. So holiday traditions. You do the things that you've always done in your family.
Turkey for Thanksgiving.
Right? But have you ever like stopped and said, do I want this?
Right.
Like, is this actually something I like and enjoy and want to continue? And if it is,
do it.
Great. You keep doing that tradition. But if it's not, it's okay to F the algorithm and do something else. And I think so many of us, like Jay was talking about with business or whatever it is, we just do these things because we're busy. We don't stop and pause and think about our life.
And once again, taking it a little deeper in a different direction too. Sometimes I feel that we're busy thing is a cop out.
Can be.
But we see other people's success and we want that success without even sitting and ask, like, what is our own definition of success? Like, when I will be successful when I, you know what I'm saying? But we see all the glory these other people are having, and we're like, ooh, I want that because that person is doing what I want. But you don't know what they went through. You know what I'm saying? You don't know like their particular story. And I feel a lot of successful people don't tell the nitty-gritty of what they had to go through to be successful.
And, you know, going off a little tangent on this for a minute, I think that it depends on the person. Some don't, because I don't know. I feel like two or three reasons are bubbling up for me. Some don't because they're so glad to be out of the muck. They don't want to talk about it anymore. They're excited to be on this success ride. And also too, sometimes we can have this like lapse of memory. Like we all of a sudden forget all of that muck we went through because we're so glad we're past it. And it's like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to talk about it. I'm past it. Another reason is because depending on what they're selling, right? You don't always want to tell people what's all involved with getting that success, because most people will run away if they know the muck that's involved.
Once again, effing the algorithm here. If you believe in your brand, I feel, you know what I'm saying? That should be my personal opinion. Once again, I totally get where you're coming from, and I'm not negating it at all. I mean, I agree, but I also feel it would be a stronger brand to stand on if you were able to say, hey, this is where I was. And I know a lot of you, I'm not asking you to raise your hands, but you might be in this same situation, because I feel sometimes by not telling those stories, you have people doing that whole fake it till you make it card and getting or starting a business, doing something that they like absolutely loved, they kind of get burnt out. You know what I'm saying? Like the conference we just came to, you know, you have people saying, yo, I wasn't prepared for this and I don't know if I want to do this anymore. But then, you know, you hear success stories like, yo, these past 2 years almost took me out.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I did. Yo, this is, I was literally, I had to take out 2 or 3 loans so I can pay my employees and so my business could stay above water. You know what I'm saying? This shit isn't always pots of gold at the end of the rainbows and flying unicorns. Sometimes you have to go through the muck, but going through the muck makes you stronger. And I feel that kind of makes it real for some people. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you will have some people in the room who won't sell because some people are like, oh, I don't know if I'm built for that, right? But then you have those few who become, I feel, become loyal people to you. You know what I'm saying? Because they're like, yo, yes, I dig it. You're speaking my language. I'm with you. That's how you create your tribe. And with that, they're going to tell their friend, their family or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because entrepreneurs usually run in the same circle. So you're talking to somebody who, you know, you're struggling like them and they start seeing your success. And they're like, yo, what are you doing? Yo, you got to talk to X, Y, and Z. Because this is where they inspired me and this is where I found my motivation. That's a whole different talk because motivation is totally different from inspiration. But yes, I hear and get what you're saying about, yeah, you might not be able to sell to those people. You know what I'm saying? But I also feel if you tell people about the muck, that's what makes you stronger. Sometimes, you know, steel sharpens steel. Sometimes to purify gold, you have to let it sit in the fire to burn off all the impurities. My job.
I was like, is that a period?
Yes. Yeah,
no, it's good. It's some deep stuff. And, you know, if you're going to be sharpened by other steel, or you're going to be formed into that in that piece of gold, how can you take these concepts and write your own code?
For one, you You gotta be real with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a certain level of awareness that something doesn't feel right. Depending on what circles you run in, they might call that flow. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a forceful way of doing things, and then there's a flowing where things just happen. But if you're stressed out, if you're overwhelmed, if you find yourself getting frustrated or annoyed, that's a sign to step back and look at what is key performance indicator, KPIs.
KPIs, good job.
Yeah, KPIs.
He listened when I was in corporate America.
I listen sometimes. But like, look at your KPIs and other fancy abbreviations. Because like business, I feel business should be fun, especially if this is something you love to do. And something you don't want a vacation from. You know, there are people who can continuously work on their business because they have a flow where they know when to work, or they have that intuition to work on something, you know, and they know when to take a break. So self-awareness is super, super important, super important. And from that, like asking yourself some hard questions. I feel they're hard because we've been conditioned to just kind of answer these in superficial ways. You know what I'm saying? Like, what does success look like? Well, success looks like me running a $1 million business. Is that what you want? I mean, and if it is, hey, rock out. But really, sitting and asking yourself, like, why did you do this? To help people. Like, really, why? Why? And really digging down deep where you want to go, what success looks like, what do you want success to be, and actually charting that out. You know, I will be successful when I, and it's going to be different for everybody because we're different people.
When I think too, what also through that work, you also continue the self-awareness journey, because as you write down, like, I will be successful when I have 1 million followers. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're at 990 followers and you don't feel like you get success, that means every day from now until 1 million followers, you feel like a loser.
Right.
You feel like you're not good enough. And then that leads down some other paths. And so really look and say, am I setting myself up for success with my expectations.
Right.
And then at that point, you can ask another question like, okay, what does success look like daily? You know, we talk a lot about the 1% better method and really just focusing and celebrating on those small wins.
Yep.
But really, it's like, what can you do? Could success be getting out of bed? Could success be smiling? Could success be, you know, you reach out to somebody new? Like, can you find a way to make the day-to-day success something that is completely achievable?
Right.
That helps you get to that 1 million. I mean, that was just an arbitrary number, but like that helps you get to that thing that you also feel is success. But if you never get there, like it's so frustrating.
It makes sense though. It makes sense because we have these huge milestones we want to make, and there's nothing wrong with the huge milestones, but the huge milestones start from the one step, you know, the one pebble. The one pebble is what creates the huge milestone, you know, and it's stacking a pebble on top of a pebble on top of a pebble on top of a pebble until you have a mountain. So those small wins are so successful because when you're so important, I said successful, those small wins are so important and essential and necessary because once you can, at the end of the day, consistency is everything. So if you can consistently get those small achievements and those small wins, you're eventually going to get bigger wins. And it's not even that they're bigger wins, because they might seem to be bigger wins on the outside looking in, but you went from you're just habit stacking. You know what I'm saying? And something as easy as I'm going to make one call for my business today, right? And one call turns into, oh, that wasn't so bad. I'm going to make 5 calls and 2 connections. And then you're just stacking on this. So from the outside looking in, somebody might see that and be like, oh my God, you made big moves. But what do you always say? You just move the pin forward like an inch or whatever that saying is. You just make small incremental movements, and it just becomes habitual and second nature to where you're doing things on autopilot. And from the outside, like looking in, it looks like, yo, y'all, like you're grinding. It's like, no, it's freedom and flow.
Mm-hmm.
This is just what it is. But you got to start somewhere. And sometimes those big thing and the million followers, since we're going to stick with that one, that can be the end goal. But you got to break that down, because it's not going to happen overnight. But what can you do where you can say, yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 10. I could work on this every day, and this is going to move my business forward.
So what we're just sharing, I feel like, is like the longer overall transformational life play to write your own code. Now, I want to shift and give an example of how can we write our own code right now? And there's something that you are probably thinking about right now that you've always wanted to do, or something where you've had an interest in breaking the rules. Of course, keep it legal, please. But, you know, something where something that you've been wanting to do, or something that's been on your heart that you've just been wanting to really embrace and step into more of you.
Right.
So some examples, and this is some of the ways that I wrote my own code, finally, after years and years of following the rules.
But sometimes it takes that.
Right. That's what I was going to say. So after years and years of following the rules, then I was like, you know what? I'm dying my hair. I dyed it mermaid colors and walked into a corporate environment. And I was like, yeah, check this out. You don't like it? Go F the algorithm. Although I didn't know that saying at the time. And I just felt so much more like me. I was so excited to embrace that. And what was funny is I thought I was going to be absolutely ridiculed. And the HR lady was like, cool, I like your hair. And I was like, oh, whoa, I thought I was about to be like, you know, hung to dry. And so sometimes, you know, the things that we've built up, you know, end up being like nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where, like, if you want like a quick win and you want to start moving with this and you want to start writing your own code, you know, that's, you look and you go, okay, well, what's something I've been holding back? And if you still are finding it tough to take that jump, that's where you got to reach out to a coach, an accountability partner, a mentor, someone who's going to hold your feet to the fire and help push you and help you expand and grow.
Right.
Other than that, I mean, one of the things I just watched on the Yes Theory YouTube, they talk a lot about seeking discomfort, and seeking discomfort helps expand you. What can you do that maybe feels a little bit outside the norm.
Right.
To help you write your own code. Hey, here's another little silly example, but it can mean so much. Thanksgiving. You don't even like turkey. You make turkey for Thanksgiving anyways. And you're like, F it. I'm going to F the algorithm. I'm going to write my own code. I'm going to make
lasagna.
Yeah. Like, this is what I want. And then people go, oh my God, you didn't have turkey for Thanksgiving. And you go, no, I don't like turkey. Like lasagna, whatever it is. Own that shit. Yo, no, I didn't have turkey.
Have y'all noticed when Jen gets hype, she gets she gets into it. Her voice, like, I love it though. I love it. Go ahead.
I get loud too.
Yeah, you get
He's
loud.
Like, can we turn that mic down?
Yeah, but you know, the podcast manager was like, don't fuck with the controls while you're recording.
Right, just leave them.
Yeah, just leave them.
We got you.
So yeah, Jen is passionate. It's passionate. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we've really talked a lot about what F the algorithm means, you know, as far as what to look forward for the season, because we're going to be going into lots of different things. We talked about why it's important and how it can help you to heal. And we talked about how you can write your own code. And as we go into the rest of this season, we're going to be unpacking a lot of different concepts. Like, remember at the beginning of the episode how we said we've been like, writing our own code. Basically, we've been throwing stuff out the window, making it more simple. We're going to be sharing a lot about some different methods. We're going to be sharing about a lot of things that can help you to make transformation in your life just from listening to this podcast.
Right.
And even so, the thing is you'll listen to this podcast and you'll be like, wow, that was so potent. I can only imagine what it'd be like to work with them.
Hey.
Like that is our intention for this season and really moving forward, because one of the things, you know, that we've learned or that I've learned with the podcast is sometimes you just got to do it.
Right.
You just got to do it. Even if you don't really know what you're doing, you act like you know what you're doing and then you just get better and better and better.
Yeah.
You know, like that intention is what I want to infuse into the season, is I want these to be so powerful and so meaningful and so informative. And so like the word that resonates with you, that you want to share this on social media with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your team. Like, you want to have other people hear this because you're like, oh my God, this is so awesome. Because what's going to happen is you're going to go talk to your friends about F and the algorithm. And they'll be like, what the hell are you talking about? You're like, it's dope. It's dope. Just listen to this episode.
Right.
Right. And so that's what we.
And don't forget to get your t-shirt and hoodie too.
Yeah. So that's what we want. And like, as we go through each one of these, that's going to be the intention. So really at this point,
keep that thought. So while you're rocking your t-shirt and your hoodie, someone could be like, yo, what's that about? And you'd be like, yo, listen to this podcast. Boom. There you go.
Right? Right? Oh, I love it. No, I was going to say, I mean, basically I'm just kind of wrapping up, because what we're talking about this season, if you're listening and you're like, oh my God, I've missed them in my life. I'm so glad they're back.
We're back.
Or if you listen to this episode and you're ready to write your own code and you want help, or if you've already been following us on social media and you've seen some of the other things we've posted about some of our other programs, like the Oh Shit Fitness program. Oh, you don't even know about that yet. But okay. Like there's all kinds of stuff. So if you've been watching, or if you just really just want to like hang out with us for a minute and you want to see how we can impact your life, then we are inviting you to sign up with a free raw transformation call. Raw is something we're going to talk about on one of our future episodes, what getting raw and being raw stands for. But we have a free raw transformation call. You can sign up for that. You can either go to our social media, because you know you're going to want to follow us on Instagram if you're not already. And that's @_J, H-O-L-L-A. And you can click the link in bio and you can sign up for it there. Or you can go to our website, which is JHOLLA.com. And then you can sign up for a free call there.
Holla.
Catch you guys in the future episodes.
You can subscribe to the Holistic Life podcast from your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to check out 2jholla.com to stay in the know as an official 2JH insider. Mahalo for tuning in.